So, hey, it's almost Christmas time, and we thought we would do something kind of fun that we haven't done in a bit.
Have we ever done this?
We did the Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
This was like maybe year one.
Season appropriate, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we got this time?
We got, I recently came across a record in,
That was tailor-made to put our faces on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, very exciting.
It was on Wonder Woman.
Ah, fair enough.
Look, we can all be Wonder Woman.
A three-headed Wonder Woman. It's Batman, Superman, and the Gorgon.
That's a Trinity I can get behind.
Batman, Dr. John, and the Gorgon. Dr. John, yeah. And the as will be revealed.
Yeah. So you get to hear three exciting Christmas stories on this LP with Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman as they have Christmas-like stories. We're going to listen to the Batman episode, and,
I haven't heard this before, but any of these before, but, how much potential is there for this becoming a recurring thing?
Oh, there's potential.
Oh, good.
Well, you had this as a kid?
No.
This, I thought you did.
I have other ones, right. that aren't Christmas related. But it was,
well, I don't want to hear him. Not at this time of year.
It's our buddy Pat that actually gave me the heads up. He sent me a message and he was like, "Hey, I saw this." He took a picture of it. He's like, "This is at the Value Village or Sally Ann or something." And he's like, "You might be interested." And I went down and bought it immediately.
It's real good.
You're pushing
old ladies and children out of the way.
Oh, yeah. You got to be aggressive to get the good stuff.
Oh, God. Of course you do.
Yeah.
I respect it. I respect your hustle.
Yeah.
So let's listen to it and... Make fun of it.
And listen along,
it's
folks.
Good. It's definitely going to hold up. There's going to be nothing to make fun of.
Just imagine you're watching it in a theater, but we are also there watching it in the theater, and we're sitting in the front row, and we're really close to each other.
Yeah.
And
we're just silhouettes.
And two of us are robots.
and something's happened to the projector, so there's actually no visual feed.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's just black on black.
So you're going to be disappointed.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
And here we go.
Glorious.
Batman swinging from the rooftop.
Christmas Eve in Gotham City. Is it our imagination, or is the city more peaceful than usual? Has the magic of Christmas silenced the screaming sirens, the whine of bullets, the thousand frightening voices of terror in the city at night?
Hey,
we find Batman and Robin wondering about the scene as we join them.
You know, Robin, it's been a pleasure just relaxing at home for a change.
Without pants?
No special calls for help from the police or anybody. And I kind of like it for a change, too.
The only thing on our schedule for tonight is the Christmas party at the Southside Mission down on Skid Row. And come to think of it, we better get going.
Okay.
I think Batman's drunk.
Oh, he's gonna be.
Hello. Is this Batman?
Yes.
I have a singing telegram for you.
How nice. Sing away.
I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly
Mom?
Christmas.
And
I
a gnarly kick
flip. I wish you a deadly Christmas. And no more New Year's.
Who is this?
I can assure you, friend, if you go out tonight,
you won't live long enough to find out. They're back.
What was that all about?
No, nothing. Just some creep crawling under the woodwork. Come on.
That's nothing. Just calling on a secret line for
call
Batman.
To Batman.
Yeah,
okay,
really.
Yeah.
And as they make their way through the shadowy streets of the city,
riding their horses.
Don't turn around, Robin, but I think
I have flippers. Can you hear them?
When we reach the corner just ahead, slip around fast and we'll grab him when he comes by. Ready?
I'm ready.
Now. I'm ready.
He's coming closer.
Oh, he's got one of those clapper slappers.
Why are you doing that comedy run, Robin?
Now.
Why are you running at me?
Chet,
sorry, madam, I thought...
How dare you! I'm going to call the police!
Just kills her.
No
right
one's
there.
Gonna help you. I'm Batman.
Are you sure someone was following us?
The front runner flip flops. Like.
I think you're a little too casual, Robin.
Yeah. And you didn't put your pants on.
Did you see where the shots came from?
Right across the street, we're trapped.
Hey, Batman, why don't you just walk out nice and easy like when you're a little friend?
So this guy's actually trying.
Yeah. What was that villain's name?
The Noodler? The Noodler, yeah, the Noodler.
Tis the reason I'm so jolly.
I have an upper respiratory illness.
It's Rudy Snow, alias Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hitman. Hey, Rudy.
Oh, you remember me, eh?
How about a deal, Rudy?
Here's a message to you, Rudy.
Let me go. That's very funny, but you're just wasting time, Batman.
Okay, Rudy is awesome.
It was no bluff. Watch this.
The Batarang, of course. It can go around corners. Works like a boomerang.
Here she goes.
I've said it to annoy. I've said it to orchestra.
You killed Rudy with your orchestra powers, Batman.
It's stuck on Zydeco.
He's just so horny now.
Hey, wait a minute. Any other charges besides assault with intent to murder and illegal possession of a deadly weapon?
Yes. Charge him with disturbing the peace on Christmas Eve.
Don't charge me, a vigilante.
Is that a specific crime?
And being a douchebag.
Yeah.
Don't you think it would
oh,
be
he scared
to
the old lady, too. It wasn't me.
Oh, I don't think so. With Rudy in jail, we shouldn't have any more trouble. And it's such a nice
in an entire city.
Night for walking.
Hmm.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
So he's like in bat costume singing on the rooftops.
Yeah.
This is a mental break.
Yeah. And he also does not know all the words to that song that everyone knows.
He's actually...
I forgot the words.
Robin actually isn't there, and he's just going completely crazy.
Yeah. Robin's been dead for 10 days.
He's been carrying around his corpse.
Oh.
Oh.
Phew, what a mess.
Bruce Wayne's drinking and driving again.
Do you recognize either of those two characters?
Do I ever. This one, the driver, is Maxie the Minstrel Man, bouncer at a sleazy go-go joint downtown.
This came out a long time ago.
Yeah, oh, that was
a song and dance man, but soon discovered his only talent was beating up helpless drunks.
Any other one? Look, he's dressed
nobody.
Santa
never
costume.
Seen him.
It's
Frank
Santa,
Sinatra.
The Southside Santa. For years, he's been a fixture in the Christmas scene down there.
Christmas scene.
The Christmas scene.
He's been involved in petty larceny, but never anything like this.
Look,
he's number one on the south side.
You're right. Sammy, it's me, Batman. Can
talk
I do
me.
Anything for you?
Talk to me, Sammy.
No.
Lower.
Just listen.
Closer.
I didn't want to be in on
closer.
He made me, Sammy. Who made you? I could.
God. And God made me.
Kill.
Who made you?
Who Sammy? Really as gentle a man as you'd ever meet.
Well, one thing is for sure, someone is out to get us.
And whoever it is knew exactly when we went out tonight and where we were going.
Someone at the Southside Mission?
Yeah,
and they called
the
me at home.
Mission.
After we plot twist, it was Alfred.
It was the Southside Mission.
Yeah.
Seems to me there's more
it's
going
sensed.
On down there
yeah.
than a Christmas party for the down and out.
Maybe a Halloween party of the damned.
In the Southside Mission, run and financed almost exclusively through the efforts of Dr. Jonathan Carroll, 100 of the less fortunate of Gotham City are enjoying a delicious turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
The hell with the rest of them.
God bless old Dr. John.
Yeah, there's actually 400 of them there.
Yeah.
100 of them get to eat.
They get to watch.
Down here without him.
When I broke me arm a month ago, he fixed it up and wouldn't charge me a cent.
Look, he's getting
Dr.
up
Dr. John delivered my babies.
And then
Dr.
he stole
John.
Them.
Now they're his babies.
Thank you, Fred.
He also oh, delivered me a pizza. You. But he's a racist.
The pizza's a racist?
It's
a racist pizza.
Yeah.
But instead,
I guess I'm going to have
Batman
to rap.
And Robin, just in time. Come in.
That's Dr. Carroll. He runs the place, and he's the one who invited us down here.
You think he may be the one?
Awfully hard to believe, but let's play it straight. Well, Dr. John, nice to see
hello,
you.
Hello, I'm Batman,
nice
and I don't
here.
Like dicks.
I was going to say something.
Help from my friends out there.
like Helen and William and Mrs. McCready there at the front table. Hi, Mrs. Mack. And especially Rodney Doogood.
Rodney Doogood?
It's a good thing he named three characters that talk.
He's practically my right-hand man. He's right over...
Oh, wait, there
he's
he is.
He's on my left side.
He's there, he is. Sorry.
He'll probably be right back.
I was looking in the mirror.
At that moment is up to no good.
Hello, Dr. John.
House right across the street.
How
the
do you feel about this? Listen, no. No.
By Dr. John.
Everything I tried failed. My warning not to go out didn't frighten him away. Two attempts to eliminate him were bungled.
Better quit.
This time we will not fail. You got it straight now. When you hear the singing, that's when you make your entrance.
Only one thing, boss. If you goes back in there, ain't Batman gonna recognize you and blow the whole thing?
Don't worry.
Shut it, Tom Hardy.
Batman will be able to tell that Dr. John's most successful example of rehabilitation, Rodney Doogood, and escaped convict Rodney Crawfield are one and the same person.
That'll do it.
Meanwhile, back at the mission...
Rodney is a very common name.
My friend, I'm sure you all know Batman and his young friend Robin.
Who?
Batman?
Okay, but just as few as I possibly can.
Watermelon.
I am delighted to be here and see all of you. And I promise you and Dr. John I'll always be a friend of the Southside Mission. Thank you.
Unless you cross me.
I dare you.
Oh, Rodney, there you are. Come up and meet Batman. It's an honor to shake your hand, sir.
That's not my
glad
hand.
Glad to meet you, Rodney. Dr. Johns told me a lot about you.
Thank you.
I mean, I hate that. I really hate that.
Some cake, perhaps some coffee.
Sounds good to me.
A long walk on a beach.
I'm strangely familiar about this guy.
And Dr. John, why not start the carol scene? I think you'll enjoy it, Batman.
I don't sound familiar at all.
Somehow it seems to take on a special meaning down here.
Why don't you sing with us? No. I certainly won't.
Let's bring up the best singers they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. What did Rodney mean by special meaning? I wonder.
How about it, everybody? Feel like singing?
Look at the first word of it. The first letter of every word.
This is going to be great, you guys.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The Spice Girls still have it.
The posh was really holding them together.
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Really holding back. Finally just let loose.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's over.
Very good.
Yeah.
How about
some... No!
Yeah.
No.
Holy night.
Oh.
Bats are like flying into walls.
There's just windows exploding.
Birds flying away like in The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, this is like a 13-minute story, and they wasted an entire like minute and a half on that.
Sleep in heavenly peace, Batman.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Black Batman. Batman leaps to a chandelier hanging from the ceiling above the tables and swings like a trapeze.
In the shelter.
Yeah, the shelter has a chandelier.
Surprised would-be assassin.
It's a shelter lair.
That makes three down tonight.
Good going, Batman. Beside himself in rage, an infuriated Roger Crawfield witnesses the failure of his third attempt on the life of Batman.
Fools! Incompetent fools, all of them! I should have known. If you want a job done right, do it yourself.
I have somebody
throwing all caution to the winds, he grabs a rifle hidden in the kitchen, rushes to the stage, and aims at Batman.
Breaks his
kitchen rifle.
Dazed and befuddled fingers that he doesn't see the rifle aimed at his back.
Your luck has run out this time, Batman.
Rodney, no!
Just as Rodney pulls the trigger, Dr. John pushes the rifle barrel up, and the shot goes harmlessly into the ceiling.
Oh, fool! I should have
no, my birds!
See how you like this rifle barrel over your head. And now I'm getting out of this crummy joint once and for all.
People applaud. Good, he's gone.
I've got my Japanese wooden sandals on.
Rodney, I remember you now, and I'll put you behind bars again, just the way I did 6 years ago. Oh no, you won't.
Why did I say that?
Now, Mr. Ken Rodney, ready or not, here I come.
And then begins a wild chase across the rooftops of Gotham City. The frenzied efforts of the criminal to escape, making him an even match for the super smooth running machine we know as Batman.
Maybe you can hit your ride with Santa Claus,
the super smooth running machine. Oh, fantastic. You got those smooth legs.
Oh, yeah.
You're running out of bullets, Rodney, and looks like you're running out of space, too.
Looks like he does it so
effortlessly. Nobody likes you, Rodney. You're a bit of a loser and kind of fat.
30 feet away.
Give it up, Rodney. I've got you trapped.
Oh, no, you haven't.
You went mentally, you were 12, Rodney.
Desperate leap for freedom.
Rodney, don't!
Poof.
It is an hour later at the mission. The police and all the guests have gone.
How do you feel now, Dr. John?
Fortunately, it was a glancing blow, so I'll be all right.
Rodney got no respect.
The shock of learning about Rodney.
Yeah, imagine using the mission as a recruiting center and headquarters for his gang of crooks.
That's why he didn't want me to reach here alive. And he would have succeeded if it hadn't been for you, Dr. John.
And if it hadn't been
and
for
not
you,
for you, Robin. You didn't help at all.
Have you been in this episode?
Dr. John, would you like to be Robin?
Did, like, the real-life Dr. John write this thing? Because this entire special is just sucking Dr. John's dick.
Merry Christmas, Batman, Robin.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dr. John.
It's like Dr. John's the most important character
in
Batman.
Batman and Dr. John.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Dr. John, everybody.
Yeah.
He wish that Batman wishes he could.
So that was something.
Yeah. That was fun.
Excited. Robin will be eating at that shelter from now on. Yeah. Because his room is Dr. John's room now.
Only if he's one of the lucky 100.
That's true.
It's a real Hunger Games situation.
It is. They go into a pit and only half of you eat.
The super smooth running machine.
Beautiful.
Oh, fantastic.